You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Today is the day the public can start submitting comments to the FDA about their guidelines for labeling genetically modified food. That's because the FDA has just approved the first genetically modified animal product in the U.S. It's a fast-growing Atlantic salmon being developed by a Massachusetts company called Aqua Bounty. And according to current policy, the salmon won't have to have any special label identifying it as GMO. The question is how consumers will feel about it once it hits the market. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
You're not going to see farmed genetically modified Atlantic salmon at the grocery store or Red Lobster right away. It'll take Aqua Bounty a couple years to raise the fish in Panama. Then it'll just be a tiny fraction of the market. And many American consumers just don't like GMO foods. Only about a third think they're safe, according to Pew Research. Dominique Broussard is an expert on science and communication at the University of Wisconsin.
People have a tendency to equate the technology with something that they may not like. Big monopoly from corporations, very modern agriculture.
But modern agriculture, the idea of science healing the environment and feeding the planet, Broussard says that could be a marketing plus.
That it's more sustainable since we are already overfishing the oceans. It could be salmon that's much more affordable.
Animal geneticist Allison Van Enenam at UC Davis says GMO food animals might be more disease resistant, reducing the use of antibiotics. Her marketing message, all that whiz-bang genetic science, it just scares people.
We spend a lot of time talking about the technology rather than how it might benefit people and the planet.
There's just one problem with telling the positive story of GMO foods, though, in ads or on the packaging. There's no way for consumers to know they're genetically engineered. The food industry has fiercely resisted mandatory labeling, saying it's unnecessary and will put people off their gene-enhanced salmon and soybeans. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.